Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of February 2018, Monday morning. I usually try to do these around midnight. I'm running a little late. I overslept. I needed the rest, though, so it's a good thing. Today, we're looking in Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Doesn't say the gift of God is temporary life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the Arminian doctrine, temporary life. But Paul says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Aren't you thankful that God has given us eternal life? We used to have a phrase, as I was coming up as a child, they used a lot, called Indian giver. Indian giver. In fact, there's even a song called Indian giver. It says, Indian giver, Indian giver, you take your love away from me. Well, Jesus is not an Indian giver. He doesn't give us life and then take it back. When he gives us life, he gives us eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It says, I give unto them everlasting life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. All that the Father has given me will come to me. Now, and all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Not through making a decision for Christ, not for the from the free will of man. Eternal life is from Jesus Christ our Lord, is through Jesus Christ our Lord, and it's a gift from God, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, this gift God is eternal. Eternal. And it was given us in eternity past. And it will last for eternity future. We're told in Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are we saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus in the ages to come. Well, it This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God from henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I'm glad that the good Lord is faithful for all them that he has called. And he says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Forever. This morning, let us look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, we are surrounded, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Now the God of peace, brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. I'm thankful that God has given his people eternal life, and the life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. God be with you this morning.